Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A star-crossed soapbox for sailor boys, stable girls,
I'm on the edge,
and stripper grands.
It depends who you're with and it depends on the situation.
Late Night Speech Radio with a difference.
Thank you.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
This is what I was saying an hour ago. So I'm in Costa with my cat, one of my four cats. Yeah. The car was in the MOT, right, and it was booked in for 10. I got it in at 10:15. He then said, oh, I'll call you at 10:45. No, 11:45.
Right.
That's what he said. I'll call you at 10:45. No, 11:45. I thought, oh, OK, 11:45 is a bit longer than I thought. Fanny about. Then I'm sat in the Costa again for the second time. And then at 10:50, I thought, I'll phone them. Hi, I just found out to see if my car... Oh, yeah, it's done.
Oh, I hate that.
They knew I had a cat in a basket.
Maybe they were dog people.
There was a dog there.
Boom.
And I said, oh, any problems? Yeah, the brake pads are... Just flagging up the brake pads, got a little bit of rust on them, but they're fine. Right. Anyway, so I'm sat in there. Here's something. My cat, two new cats, my brother and sister, my boy and girl, got to get them done in January. It's a little bit earlier than they're meant to be done, but he could get her pregnant.
My God.
He could get hit. George could get Patty pregnant. I know they're named after George Harrison and Patty Boyd, the Beatle and his first wife, but these are brother and sister.
Yeah, not appropriate.
And it would be inappropriate. Although, a three-legged, one-eyed cat does get kind of cute, doesn't it? That's kind of cute. Anyway, I don't want him getting his sister pregnant.
No.
Call me old-fashioned.
Not under your roof.
No. But a woman is great. It's a great leg opener having a cat in a Costa.
Oh, my God.
Great
Did
leg.
You just use that phrase? That's horrible.
It's a great leg opener. Admittedly, the legs are in their 80s, but boy, oh, boy, it really does get the older women very, very hot under the belt. I think you know what I mean, Jelly Bean. You know what I see, Catherine Moore.
Don't Jelly Bean me.
Okay. Well, I didn't Jelly Bean anyone, if you truth be told. But it did get a lot of old women started talking to me.
Okay. Well, can you just say that instead of leg opener?
Because that made me want to puke. I can't hear you.
Can you just say that? Like, you got a lot of old women talking to me rather than a leg opener. Because that's out of order.
You've said it twice now.
It's horrible, isn't it?
You said it
twice. It's really horrible.
You've said it twice.
It's horrible.
I've only said it once.
I had someone shout that in the street at me once.
No, you did. Say shout what?
Nice legs. When do they open? Isn't that horrible? Isn't that horrible?
That is
That's horrible. If you do it again, I will kick you in the nuts.
Would you like me to open my legs? But so a woman came up to me and she said, all
Isn't that horrible though?
What?
When do they open?
That's horrible, yes. I didn't, but I didn't say that.
You didn't say it to their faces, you thought it though. It's obviously there.
I didn't shout what
that,
time.
That phrase has been floating around in your mind for some
what
time.
What time do your legs open? I would never say that.
But you referred to it as a leg opener.
Yes.
That's obviously something you're used to thinking. Wow.
Just saying.
Ew.
Just saying.
Ugh.
To any young guys out there.
Don't.
Take a cat into a coffee shop. If you would like. All right. What was it? like them to talk to you. Is that better?
Better.
Okay, fine. Unbelievable. I don't know what you can and can't say these days.
Well, let me help you. That's okay. One you can't.
Just remind me.
Referring to something as a leg opener.
Okay, three times now. Once, 3-1. Here's what a lady said to me when she was talking to me. All tabby cats...
Terrific.
Sorry?
Just nothing.
You need to let it lie now. All... You should have seen them, though. All tabby cats have an M on their foreheads.
Yeah, for massive pervert.
All tabby cats have an M on their foreheads. I was like, what? She said, yeah, they do. I said, what are you talking about? Then I looked at Patty. She has an M on her forehead. I'm now looking at a picture of George. I'm going to retweet it. I'm retweeting it now.
Ah.
He's got an M on his forehead.
So what you've got there is McCats.
Here is...
McKittens.
Here is the thing, right? So all tabby cats have got an M on their forehead. That turns out it's a fact. Now, her reasoning, I'm not sure, is so real. She says it's because Muhammad likes tabby cats the best. This is Muhammad. And he would touch them on the forehead. And it would bless them. And that's why all tabby cats have got an M on their forehead.
Turns out that's
the
is a tale.
Is that a fact?
That's a tale.
That's a fact. So that is something I learned today. That tabby cats are the favourite of Mohammed. Can I ask a question?
Is that the Arabic character for an M, though? This seems like a very...
Westernised.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
This is actually culturally sensitive.
Okay, well, be careful.
Who is Mohammed mm-hmm. and who is Allah?
The prophet is Muhammad.
So Jesus is in the Bible as a prophet, is in the Quran as a prophet. Muhammad is the main prophet.
Yes.
I'm not being flippant. I genuinely don't know.
And
he's
Allah
the number
is,
one...
It's the word for God.
So Allah is... And Allah is an old dude that sits up in heaven, in paradise, I guess.
I don't know about the imagery, because you're not allowed to reproduce
You're not allowed
images,
to draw
are you?
Him.
No.
Are you allowed to describe it?
But actually, in the Ottoman Empire, they were allowed. Their tradition, they were allowed to. You weren't allowed to reproduce anything that was made by Allah. So
okay.
no natural... You weren't even allowed to draw flowers or anything.
Okay.
But they could do abstract things.
Okay.
But actually, there is an Ottoman tradition where they were allowed to draw people.
I don't know the Ottomans. Do they live near you? I don't know.
We fought against them a lot. Like have you ever read...
The Turks?
The Turks.
Okay. My knowledge of history is pretty good, but this is a thin point.
Mm-hmm.
The Ottoman Empire is a thin point.
The Turks.
But they were Turks.
And they ran things.
Those guys were... let's not beat around the bush. They were crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's the contention that the Western world had, but we were the crazy ones to them.
On horsebacks with those
sabers.
Kind of bent swords. Mm-hmm. Just chopping
away.
That's what I imagine.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine. Okay. Okay. Well, there you go. 0344-499-1000 is the phone number. There we go. We're getting pictures of tabby cats. They've all got the M on their forehead, so that is true. So if that's... That we should all convert to Islam, I guess, as a direct result. As a direct result of that. Why, what's happened to the phones? Where have the phones gone?
They didn't break again, did they?
I don't think so.
Do you want
so.
Me to try them out?
No, let's not bother. What have you got, Boily?
So many things. What about this?
Go on.
This is one wild tale.
Yeah, we go.
This is from the NY Post, and they know how to tell a tale.
Oh, here we go.
An Argentine woman... rescued a cuddly abandoned kitten, only to learn 2 months later that the new pet was actually a wild puma.
I'm being told that donkeys have crosses on their backs.
Yes.
I'm just Googling.
It's true.
Really?
Oh, everyone knows that.
I didn't know that. Donkey back.
Donkey back. Careful what you get. Donkeys, crosses.
Hey, they flip it!
They do.
Flip it! Did you know this? They've got a full-on cross on their back because of Jesus. is it with these prophets marking animals? Leave the animals alone.
Just little remembrances.
Incredible, incredible scenes. OK, yes.
An Argentine woman rescued a cuddly abandoned kitten, only to learn 2 months later that the new pet was actually, Ian, a wild puma.
No!
Florencia Lobo said she and her brother found the furry feline along with another young kitten next to a dead adult at the Tucumán province.
What? An adult cat, I guess. Right.
In northwestern Argentina and took them both home. We thought that it was an abandoned cat who'd given birth, she told Reuters. One of the kittens was too weak and didn't survive, but the second, a male, made it through the ordeal. Lobo nursed him back to health and named him Tito. 2 months later, she took Tito to the vet.
Tito Puente. Who's Tito Puente?
He's a musician, a band leader.
Band leader.
Tito means uncle.
Uncle Puente. What does Puente mean?
Bridge.
Uncle Bridge. Welcome.
But Tito, I think, also can be short for...
Titolia? Titolia?
Titolia.
Titolia? Is that a word?
No.
If I say enough sounds in a foreign accent...
You'll come across... Yeah, it's like when kids say... start rhyming things
with thank you. I can't remember her name. Who sent me the clip of... I'm so sorry, my mind's gone complete blank. Brilliant clip. We talked about kids swearing last week. A brilliant clip of a kid, trying to say cow...
Oh, yeah.
But it comes out as the C word.
Yeah, repeated and very determined.
Funniest.
And the dad says, they are cows. And he goes, no, they are. And he says it.
Let me find that. Let me find that and retweet that, because that is one of the best clips I've seen. I mean, I even want to feel like playing it. Of course, we can't. Go on. So
Tito Puente's real name was Ernesto Antonio.
Yep, yep.
But Tito is like uncle. For example, my kids have got Spanish godparents and they call them auntie and uncle. In Spanish, that's Tito and Tita.
Oh, it's been... Emily Jane, thank you, of course. That tweet's been taken down because it's the C word.
Because of the C-bomb. It's the one thing you can't say... On Twitter.
Oh, you can hate on the Jews, you can hate on the Muslims, you
can be racist
hate
and sexist.
Whatever you want.
You can make death threats. Remember when we had that?
We had death threats, yeah.
And we had someone posing as someone else and we told the someone else and they complained about it and it still got left up.
Yeah. Thank you, Emily James.
What they like, eh? So she nursed this thing back to health and named him Tito. 2 months later, she took Tito to the vet for a checkup and got an unexpected prognosis. The vet didn't know what it was, but said it was not a normal cat, Lobo said. Her name means wolf. At the vet's recommendation... Exactly. At the vet's recommendation, she took Tito to the Orcomoye Nature Reserve, where staff has confirmed that the cat was a jaguarundi. A small wild cat found in South America and in southern North America.
But is it cute?
Yeah, cute as. Look, it's a little sweetie.
Oh, baby! It looks like a monkey.
Yeah, it's beautiful. A jaguarundi.
So what? You can't keep
it's been
that.
Taken to a nature reserve.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look.
Oh, it doesn't look like a cat.
It does. Oh, it looks like a...
No.
It looks a bit like a tiger cub, doesn't it?
That would rip your face off, man.
Yeah, jaguarundi. Wow, that's funny. So, yeah, she did a nice thing and she nearly got her head ripped off.
This is the problem.
Watch yourselves.
This is it. Don't take cats, is my advice.
Don't take cats.
We have got a phone call, but I would rather not take this phone call. So what I'm going to do is we're going to go to play a trail for a colleague of mine. And hopefully we'll have another phone call lined up because I don't want to talk to this guy because he's a jerk.
Why?
He's a jerk.
Why not?
Shut up. So 0344 499 1000.
David Babcock.
Shut
on
up.
The line.
Shut your face. 0344 499 1000. I would... Any calls we get, I will put in front of this loser because he's just getting on my nerves. He's cheating. We're playing Call of Duty at the weekend.
COD. COD
MW.
Who's the goat at COD?
Well,
I'll tell you what I am. Me.
David Babcock uses aimbots.
No, I don't.
uses aimbots. Actually used aimbots and camped.
No, it's impossible. No, it's impossible to use that on PS4. I can't hack it. I'm just really good.
It's impossible. How do you know it's impossible? You Googled it. So you actually Googled aimbots. Wow. Oh. This is what we're
should
dealing with.
Kathleen, I was brilliant. I won 3 rounds in a row.
Thank you very much.
Sounds like you did it.
So I don't want to talk to that guy because he's a jerk. Camping and aimbots. 0344-499-1000. Any calls we get, I will take them before that loser. This is Talk Radio.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to her records as they long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. On air and off the leash. On Talk Radio.
David Babcock's on the line. David Babcock's on the line. Nobody can beat him at Call of Duty. Yes, that's where he shines. Ian Lee is a big smelly pool.
Okay, thank you very much, David. Don't forget that your actual day job, and this is true, is sexing hens.
Yeah.
Sexing. Hens.
Chicks.
Right, I supervise the birthing of eggs.
The birthing of eggs. The birthing of eggs, right? Okay.
What would you call it? What would you call it?
Hatching?
Oh, don't watch them hatch, actually. That's a different department.
Okay. Oh, you see them
how can
get
you
popped
tell
out?
If a can you tell if a chick is a boy chick or a girl chick?
I don't really care. What we do is we flash freeze them and that kills them in the egg, and then that's how you get your mash. Running eggs on toast.
Well, no, hang on, but an egg isn't... No, hang on a minute.
No.
An egg is a period.
You can... If you get fresh eggs from a farm, you can put them in an incubator and grow a chicken.
Only if there's been... No, come on. This is fake news.
Grow a chicken!
There has to have been a cock involved at some point, doesn't there?
Well, that's David's department, but... The egg has to be first... A male... hen has to ejaculate over the egg.
Don't be coy, they're called cockerels.
Okay, a male cock has to get his cockerel and ejaculate over an egg inside...
Over an egg.
...a female hen's bum. What? Female hen's bum.
What?
Do you not even know that?
Little biology lesson. How do you think the egg is made without the interference of the cock?
Well, I don't know. It just gestates in the lady hen's uterus.
They've got a cloaca, haven't they?
If the egg comes out, if you put them in an incubator, 4 days later, chick. What we do is we flash freeze them, bang.
Bang.
Eggs on toast.
Okay. I tell you what I bought the weekend. Here's my problem with Amazon. Right? Here's my problem with Amazon. You know, if you order something early enough, sometimes it'll say same day delivery.
Yeah.
Never does it. Never does it. Same day delivery, right? So I do that sometimes with the boys. I'll go, we'll get that and we'll have it. That it never, ever comes on the same day, comes the next day. Well, what's the point? I ordered a Breville.
Oh, yeah.
My boys wanted a Breville sandwich, toasted sandwich.
I've got one of them.
And I said, look, if there's one for every time they come round, have you got a sandwich toaster? Like, mum has. I said, all right, tell you what, if it's under 25 quid, I'm going to order it now. $24.99, same day delivery. I said, we're going to be having cheese toasties by midnight. But we didn't. It didn't come till the next day. By that point, didn't fancy them, didn't want them. So now I've got a Breville, and I've got no need for a Breville.
There's always need for a Breville.
Have you got a Breville, David?
Yeah.
Okay. And what? Jesus, is hard.
What do you put in your Breville?
I tell you, I mean, you can argue if you want, but it's futile. The best filling for a cheetah toasty.
Do it.
Well, it's cheese, beans, and onion.
He's absolutely right.
I'm with you until the onion. There's no need for that.
I'm going to be honest.
That's over elaborate.
He's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. No, the onion gives it that just little bit of crunch.
No, mate.
Yeah, he's right. Thank you, David. Thank you.
It's texture.
It's the thing about when you put things in your mouth, and David well knows this, it's not just the taste of the thing. It's not just, you know, the moisture or the stiffness or whatever. It's the texture. So there's just a little something extra in the mouth. It just goes down a treat, doesn't it, David?
It's just too lumpy.
Right. Am I on, or is this a prelude?
This is on. You're on. This is the show. This is as good as it gets. No one phoned in. No one's listening. So we've got to listen to this rubbish.
Well, I've got an actual story of about the Sphinx. You doing Sphinx?
Sphinx or Sphinx?
Sphinx. Are you doing Sphinx?
I can't really understand what you're saying.
You're saying Sphinx?
We're not doing Egypt. I mean, if you want to talk about the Sphinx, you can do. The mystery,
no.
The mystery of the Sphinx.
The riddle.
The Riddle of the Sphinx. With David Babcock. Let's answer that mysterious...
Have you got some music for that?
Riddle. I have got...
Some Sphinx music.
Here we go. Hang on a second. Stay there. Hang on. Exciting Egyptian Sphinx music. Here we go. Exciting.
Can't wait for this, David. Thanks for bringing it up.
Here we go.
I was always fascinated by this stuff.
This is entitled Egyptian Type Beat Sphinx. Here we go. Here we go. The mystery, ladies and gentlemen, the mystery of the Sphinx.
In walks someone with a rolled up carpet on their shoulder. They unfurl it and out pops
David Babcock. For centuries, the Sphinx has puzzled mankind. Was it built by the slaves? Were the Egyptians really from another planet, possibly Mars, several million years ago? That's the most likely one.
Or that time tunnel thing.
But nobody really understands the riddle of the Sphinx. Until tonight, the Late Night Alternative Productions are proud to present to you a one-off lecture from the King of Fact. Please welcome. He's travelled all the way around the world. He's busy sexing chickens. Tonight, answering your questions about the riddle of the Sphinx... It's David Babcock.
03444991000.
Your questions to famed Egyptologist David Babcock. We hand over now live to a live lecture coming from Baghdad in the heart of Egypt. Where David Babcock is addressing the hordes of people that have turned up to find the answer to one of life's greatest mysteries. Just what is... The riddle of the Sphinx. And what is the answer to the riddle of the Sphinx? We go live now to David Babcock.
There's a bloke at work who's got false teeth. And someone once saw him take the teeth out, clean them in the sink, all over the cups of people. Riddle of the Sphinx. Hello, you on the Riddle of the Sphinx? Sounds like you are a Sphinx. Live. Go ahead. Yeah, come on, quick. What?
What, me?
Yeah.
All right, are you that David, the guy that deals with cocks and hens and stuff?
Chickens mainly, yeah.
All right, well, I just had to ring up and because I was just sitting in it and I was thinking, oh my God, how does this guy not know what he's doing with chickens? All right.
Do go on.
Yeah, my gran used to keep geese and hens. My stepbrother currently keeps hens and chickens. And basically, the chickens produce eggs on a monthly cycle or a weekly cycle. It might be different. I'm not a poultry expert, but, you know, like women, human women, they do something called ovulation. And what happens is the ovary produces an egg, passes it down the fallopian tube into the womb, and then if there is sperm involved in, you know, the process, then a sperm will fertilize the egg in the womb and it will grow into a baby. But then if there's no sperm involved, when the woman has a period, that is the lining of the womb being shed along with the unfertilized egg. Now with chickens, they produce eggs the same as human women produce eggs on a monthly basis. And so an egg that we eat is an unfertilized chicken embryo. And if a cock is involved and the egg becomes fertilized, then it will eventually hatch into a chicken, into a little chick. But if there's no cock involved and there's no sperm to fertilize the egg, it will just basically remain as an unfertilized embryo. So you will have a fresh egg that you can fry up and eat, or if you leave it for a long time, it will go off. And the way you can tell if an egg's gone off, you can put it in a pan of cold water, and if it floats, it means it's gone off because an air bubble has formed in the egg as it's deteriorating, and the chemical sort of structure of the egg is deteriorating, an air bubble will form and the egg will float. So if you put an egg in a pan of water and it floats, there's an air bubble in it, and it's an old, mouldy egg. But if you put it in the water and it sinks, it's a good egg, you can cook it and eat it. But the egg will not turn into a chicken unless it is fertilised by the sperm of a cock.
You're listening to the Riddle of the Sphinx.
Okay, I thought you said Riddle of the Sphincter. Sorry, I got confused.
Very cheap gag there, but as the old saying goes, don't teach a bad cock how to look after eggs. Absolute nonsense.
Is that like that? You can need horse to water, but you can't make a drink.
Oh, you're still on it. What you've just taught the most babble I've actually ever heard in one sitting with no pudding.
Really? That's incredible. Because
you've been reading too much Wikipedia.
I don't read Wikipedia because any old schmuck can go on there and self-edit entries and stuff. That's why Wikipedia is complete bullshine, because anybody can go on there and make stuff up.
Riddle me this wise guy. I work at a chicken factory. You have given all of your information via proxy.
Yes, but no, I've given information because members of my family have had chickens since I was about 2 years
members
old.
Members of my family. I work with bloody chickens, son.
Yes, so how do you think a chicken will lay an egg and if you incubate it will hatch into a chick? It has to be fertilised.
It gets fertilised to make the egg, you bulldink.
No, it doesn't. The egg gets produced. Like, again, I'll take you back to the human part of it, okay? Women produce an egg in the ovary and it travels down the fallopian tube into the womb.
you're getting very mistaken. The egg is the baby.
No, it's not. It's an unfertilized baby, so it isn't an actual living embryo.
Having worked with chickens, chickens once a month, unless they're fertilized.
Did you do biology and chemistry at school and college?
I work with chickens on a daily basis. Chickens once a month, unless, unless it's fertilized, a chicken comes on the period just like a woman does.
Yeah, that is exactly what I've just said to you. I said a woman produces an egg once a month, and if that egg is not fertilized by a sperm, the lining of the womb is shed along with the unfertilized egg, which is what a woman's period is. Now, a chicken will crap eggs out all day and all night, but if there's no sperm involved, the eggs will be unfertilized and they will remain eggs that you can eat until they go off. But if the sperm hasn't fertilized the egg will not turn into a chick. It has to be fertilized.
What a fool believes. If the cock sprays its semen into the chicken's egg hole, yummy, yummy, eggs for my breakfast.
At last, the secret that has been kept for centuries has been answered. You now know the riddle of the Sphinx.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.